Well, this is going to be a little bit short-lived here. We are going to see low temperatures tonight in the middle teens across the area. So, yeah, we'll be kind of cold. And fortunately, we won't see quite the wind that we had this morning. We'll see winds calming down, so that will be the good news. Highs tomorrow looking at low 40s, which considering our normal high for this time of year is upper 40s. You know, it's still a little bit cool, but not as bad as today. Fairly warm on Sunday, but it's going to be pretty rainy, so... With now, the good comes the bad.
Exactly. And with that rain, I know I spoke this morning with Scott Sharp. He said that the freezing rain is probably going to stay off to the west of the triangle. Is that remaining true?
That is. It looks like it's going to happen. That's correct. We'll see the precipitation start moving in late Saturday night, toward midnight, a little bit after midnight. And, most of the risk of freezing rain mixed in with this rain is going to be north and west of the triangle, and even that will be going away by mid-morning on Sunday.
And then with the overnight temperatures, how much are they going to drop, and should we expect any of that? Luckily, it's over the weekend, if anything is good news, but should we expect any of those early morning drive times if anybody is leaving because of the colder temperatures? Should we expect any kind of black ice like we saw this morning?
Probably not. Outside, like I said, outside of the areas north and west of the triangle, temperatures should be bottoming out at the freezing mark or above Sunday morning. So looking at cold rain, but just rain for Sunday morning right now.
And then finally, looking a little bit further ahead, I see another teen. Tuesday night, lows around 13. We're going to see another cold air flow coming in, aren't we?
Yeah, we got another, this precipitation we're going to have this weekend is out ahead of another frontal system, and that'll be blasting through Sunday night into early Monday. And we're looking at, low temperatures are going to be in the upper 30s on Sunday night, but then are only going to recover a couple degrees on Monday as that cold air starts rushing in. Monday night, we're likely to see single-digit temperatures, the winds are still going to be up there around 5 to 10 miles an hour. So our wind chills could easily get down below zero for Monday night into Tuesday morning. So, plan ahead, everybody.